this story is a wondrous revelation shown to Mary Kay Baxter about the blood of Jesus. Mary was supernaturally shown the angelic activity that was happening during a church service. She saw angels inside the church recording everything. Some were recording people's attitudes when they gave donations to God, whether begrudgingly or joyfully. Others were helping the pastor. One angel was even pouring fire onto the pastor's head, anointing his preaching with power. But it was when a stumbling alcoholic man made his way to the altar that Mary saw something truly inspiring. The anointed preaching really impacted him. This alcoholic man began to cry out to God, begging to be saved and set free. And the angels were right there with him. This drunk man was full of sin. And in the spiritual realm, there were these ugly black bands wrapped all around him that kept him in bondage. But as he received prayer from the ministers, an angel reached out and touched his heart. Suddenly, a dark cloud of smoke spewed out of his chest. He began to pray to God with upraised hands and to confess his sins. As he did, fire would come out of the angel's hand and burn off these dark bands. This gave him great liberty and caused him to start praising God. Soon, the glory of God was all over him, and the angels were very excited. Then, Mary was suddenly taken up to a beautiful golden library in heaven, to a records room full of books, with angels all around. One angel went to a shelf to get the book of that man that was just saved. All the intricate details of the man's salvation were recorded. The angels who were present at the event were required to testify of the man's salvation to a large, glorious angel who was in charge of that room. The praise of saints and angels filled the air. The book of that man contained a full record of his life, and all the man's sins, crimes, transgressions, and wrongdoings were written on the pages. Then Mary saw something incredible. An angel took a cloth and dipped it into a golden basin of Jesus' blood and started wiping the pages of this man's book. Every sin recorded in his book miraculously disappeared, and the pages turned as white as new. It was marvelous to see what the blood of Jesus could do, removing every wicked record that this man had against him. Then Mary was taken before the throne of God, where the Shekinah glory illuminated everything. The Father spoke. Another soul has been redeemed by my son's blood. Another person has received eternal salvation through the blood of my son. A magnificent hand came out of a glory cloud, opened the book of life, and wrote the man's name down in the book. Trumpets blasted, bells rang, and multitudes sang as glorious celebration erupted all over. That is the wonderful power of the blood of Jesus. Nothing else can redeem, and nothing can replace it. And this is what happens when you receive forgiveness.